Okay. Hi, this is Sebastian. I'm giving an update on the Alto server discovery procedures. Next, please. Just as a reminder, once upon a time we have designed an architecture for Alto server discovery, which is based on two steps. And the first step has three different options. So the idea is first we get a domain name, either by DHCP options or by manual input, or as a third option, by doing a reverse DNS lookup on the resource consumer's IP address. And each of these three options gives us a domain name. And in the second step, we do a UNAPTA lookup to get the Alto server's IRD URL, and then this is then outside of the domain of these drafts, then we are in the main Alto protocol. For some reasons, we decided to move this third option for the first step into a separate draft, so we're talking now about three different drafts. One is the draft ITF Alto server discovery, which covers DHCP manual input and the UNAPTA lookup. And then there's a second draft, which I will talk about later, which is called third-party discovery, which covers the reverse DNS and also uses the UNAPTA lookup, and we also have an implementation for that. Next, please. So let's start with the first draft, which is the working group draft. Next, please. Since the last meeting, we had an ITF last call, and we received feedback basically from the general area and a security review. So it was basically some typos, and then there was an inconsistency found and some criticism on the security considerations in general. I'll talk about this in a second. We have submitted a new version today. So we prepared this like 2 weeks ago, but couldn't submit it due to the submission cutoff. We didn't make it in time, sadly. But we gave a preview version to the person that did the security review, and she said she's fine with the new version. Next, please. So let's talk about these differences. One difference, or there was an inconsistency found, so it was always the intention what is the first bullet. So the main mechanism should be DHCP, but we give the user the possibility to add or to give to enter a name manually, either if DHCP is not available or if the user prefers to override the DHCP answer by something different because he doesn't like what the DHCP server says. And so these are two different purposes, and there was an inconsistency, and we now clarified that checking for manual configuration has to be done before the checking of the DHCP, because otherwise this overriding wouldn't work. Next, please. The security consideration section was more or less rewritten. Of course, the content is the same, but the layout is completely new, and it now matches the structure we also have in the protocol draft. So it's always that we first name the threat and discuss the impact, and then discuss countermeasures that could be done. So, and we have basically four scenarios of which we clearly say that two scenarios are not considered as a threat in the use cases we have so far. So we also didn't have explicit mechanisms in the discovery procedure, and it might be necessary to reevaluate these two scenarios, which is one's the confidentiality of the Alto server URI, and the other is privacy for Alto clients. So the question is, can a third party inspect what other clients are doing and get an idea, okay, this specific client is actually using the Alto service. For both cases, we said what we did so far, in the use cases we evaluated so far, this is not a problem. So the URI is always public, and the simple fact that the client wants to use the Alto service as such is not really confidential. What the data exchange with the Alto server is, this of course is or might be a problem, and therefore we have TLS in the main protocol.
Sorry, Sebastian, yep. one question. I think you answered part of my question already, but I have the confidentiality of the Alto server URI. Yep. I mean, what is the discovery? I mean, once I was assuming I have the URI, and then I want to discover the Alto server with the URI. If I want to discover the URI itself by using Google,
The point in this here is we're saying we do not have some kind of access control mechanism on the discovery mechanism. Any party can use the discovery mechanism to figure out the URI of the Alto server.
Right, but I'm saying if the discovery is I have a URI and I want to know where the server is located, then why would the URI be confidential? Or what is the discovery? I mean, I have to admit I haven't read the latest version of the draft. Is the discovery finding out the URI, or is the discovery I have a URI, I want to find out where the Alto server
is? The discovery mechanism's purpose is to figure out the URI of the Alto server.
Ah, okay.
No. So a client invokes the Alto server discovery and then acquires the URI of the Alto server. Mm-hmm. And we're saying, in all the use cases that have been discussed in the recent years here, it was always this URI is public, so we do not need access control mechanisms to exclude some clients from discovering the Alto server. We do not do encryption here, so if a third party snoops on the discovery procedure and learns by that what the URI is, we don't care about, because we say the URI is a public resource.
Right. No, okay, then I understand and everything is okay.
Okay, so this were the two things where we said we are not talking about them, or we do not consider this as a threat. The other one is, of course, the integrity of the URI, so this is, of course, the most serious concern related to all of this, and here we are basically referring to best current practices for securing DHCP and DNS, which are the building blocks of the protocol, and similar for the availability of the procedure. Okay, next. So, to conclude this, so this draft, I think, is now ready for publication, and I want to thank all the people who have contributed to the draft or did reviews, so we got lots of feedback, and thanks to everyone. Next, please. So the second topic I want to talk to about is the third-party discovery draft. As I said, third-party discovery means we take the IP address of the actual resource consumer and try to figure out an URI of an Alto server that can give guidance to this resource consumer. Next, please. So this is, so to say, the missing piece in this working group. We documented all the Alto requirements we had in RFC 6708, and basically requirement 33, that we want to have third-party discovery, is the only one which is not covered by a working group item so far. If you want to know why third-party discovery, please have a look at the Alto deployment considerations draft. Michael will talk about them in a minute. So we can show in some scenarios, for example, tracker-based peer-to-peer applications, the efficiency of the Alto optimization is much better if it's not the resource consumer, so the peer who wants to actually download something contacts the Alto server, but instead if the tracker does the consultation of the Alto server and sends an optimized list to the peer, we're getting better results. There's also other use cases in the CDN scenarios. For example, we could think of DNS servers that use an Alto backend to give client-specific answers, and they want to figure out an Alto server that can give guidance to a specific client. If you assume that the overall Alto knowledge can be split and partitioned and then put on several Alto servers, so not every Alto server might be able to give good guidance to any client. So for a given client, I would first have to figure out which Alto server to use. So this is the main motivation for third-party discovery, and as it's written here, This procedure may also be useful if DHCP is not available and manual configuration is undesirable, because this is a very generic algorithm. We take an IP address, so this could be the IP address of my own interface, do some DNS lookups and get the URI. But of course, there are some footnotes about deployment considerations, in particular if I'm behind a NAT, it's maybe not wise to do a lookup on my own interface's IP address, but I would have to figure out the public IP address first, and this may be tricky, so I don't want to say that this is the most useful thing to do, but in some scenarios it might work. But the third-party scenario, this is really useful, I think. Next, please. Since the last meetings, we have published two drafts. The first one added lots of clarifications but didn't change the algorithm. And at the last meeting, we were told, talk to the DNS experts and get some feedback, what they think of it. And we started discussing, and well, this discussion revolved about, say, details and corner cases. And there were some proposals to change something about that we do not do a PTR lookup, but instead a NAT lookup in the reverse tree. So we changed that. I think this is not 100% finalized yet, in a sense. We did a prototype implementation, and this works as well. But maybe if the discussion goes on, we might roll it back or parts of it. So at this, say, specific issue here, the algorithm isn't very stable yet. So there's corner cases to be discussed. As I said, the discussion was pretty much about corner cases. And, well, the result is, so far we didn't receive in written that the DNS directorate thinks this is a really good idea and we should go forward with it. But on the other hand, we didn't receive an, oh no, the internet is going to melt down if you do that. So the point is there's still work to be done. And maybe it would be also a good idea to discuss with the chairs here what is the right time to adopt this as a working group item. Maybe also to emphasize towards the DNS directorate that this is something useful that we actually want to do.
I would like to provide some context. This document was actually presented in Orlando. The work started way before Orlando. And people in the room in Orlando, at least all the people who read the draft and followed the and could follow the presentation, agreed that this work has merit and is something that definitely has to be adopted as a working group item that will complete the discovery work. We decided to postpone the call for adoption on the mailing list after the Alto protocol was sent to the ISG. We were planning actually to send the document like 1 month after Orlando, and we missed that deadline. I think the consensus on this document is still the same as it was in Orlando, and again, we would like to check consensus about this draft and the Anycast-based draft from Ronaldo on the mailing list. We will check with our NEAD. It makes sense to issue a call for adoption even before the protocol is moved to the ISG or await as we plan to do in Orlando. Okay? Makes sense? Thank you, Sebastian. I think...